One simple change can make every day epic. Switch to the new Optus prepaid Epic data plan today. It's a new day for prepaid.
Now, we just wanted to take a moment to pay our respects to the young girl, Eurydice Dixon, who was fatally and tragically killed in Princess Park on Wednesday morning. And our hearts and our sympathy goes to her family, her friends, the shock of a tragedy like that. And it does, it shakes the city. And we all feel that. And particularly, I know you, Fev, have a long history with Princess Park and lots of people who use that area. It's a thoroughfare. And I think it is a shock because we all assume, we go about our business in our town and we assume safety and we believe everybody's got good motives, and then something like this happens and it does rock us. It's interesting, though. I did want to make a comment, though, on a lot of people have come out having a go at the police. And the police did come out, the statement they made yesterday, or the police officer who was at the press conference said, "My message is that people need to be aware of their own personal security. That's everywhere. And if people have any concerns at any time, please call 000. And there's been a bit of a backlash to that. And you've probably seen it on social media. And there's a lot of, look, I think when something like this happens and it hurts people that are close to the victim and it hurts people who are scared and fearful, and then suddenly it becomes, no, we're going to fight back. And I know there's lots of hashtag reclaim Princess Park and hashtag let's, you know, women shouldn't be scared or walk through the streets with fear. The only thing I would say is that I'm all for, and I'm female empowerment, I'm bringing up a daughter who I want to feel, I want her to feel safe, and I want her to feel that she's going to be a powerful woman and she will be able to be strong. But at the end of the day, and I think the police, they didn't even mention gender. They just said that people need to be aware of their own personal security. I implore nobody to walk alone late at night through poorly lit streets, parks or bushland, because the problem is this has been around for centuries. That there, when we live in a community that has disenfranchised people, impoverished people, people suffering mental illnesses, you can fall victim. You can be prey. So I really think that, and through the messaging that if we can learn anything from this, is please stay together in groups. And that's girls and boys. Don't walk through parks alone.
Yeah, you're right.
Particularly
Boxing.
Late at night.
And I did spend a lot of time at Princess Park, and it is it's pretty well lit up, but I think a lamp had blown, so there was no light there, and it is quite scary walking through there. And I probably would never walk around at night by myself because I get scared. I'd sit at home with the TV on because when I'm by myself, because I want noise so I don't hear other noises. But I do have four daughters, and it's such a tough one. And you say that you shouldn't walk alone, but women shouldn't have to walk and fear. But as you said, it's been going on for centuries, but they should be able to walk home from a gig at 2 o'clock and be able to be safe and feel safe. And I want my girls, my daughter goes into the city every day to go to uni. I feel scared that she goes on public transport to get in there. And I'm glad it's during the day and not at night, but you just don't want your kids to be growing up in a world, because it's, let's be honest, it's probably about 95% of the time it's males committing the crime.
Well, the thing is too, Fev, and I agree with you, and I love that utopia. I mean, wouldn't it be an amazing world where there was no crime and no victims and people weren't suffering the tragedy that Eurydice's family and friends are going through right now? I mean, if we could have that. But the reality is we probably never will. These are elements in our society that aren't going to go anywhere. And if we can just protect our loved ones, and that's my only concern. I think the fact that there are women now saying, right, no, you're not going to make us feel scared, that's fine, but please just look after your personal security and take precautions.
Yeah, a lot of people have come out and said, Boxy, just on Twitter and stuff, well, men after dark should have a curfew. Well, maybe.
No,
I don't agree with it.
How do
you police that? I know, but females shouldn't, and it's always females that it happens. It happens to, you don't see a man getting murdered and raped
You see men attacked, though. I think victims, I think there are male victims too. I agree with you, Fev. Yeah. This is a debate.
Of course. Everyone's doing the same thing.
Of course. But there would be, there are guys that get mugged. I mean, people have been mugged and attacked since the dawn of civilization. Yep. I don't think you're ever going to stamp that out. And I understand that people are angry and don't want to be scared anymore when they're walking the streets at night. But I would argue just measure that with some common sense and please look after each other. Don't be alone. Don't walk the streets alone.
Yes, and that's a great message. And I do that with my kids because Mia's 18 and she goes out to parties. Whenever she leaves a party, you ring us and you're going with someone. Never go by yourself. Even if you go into a public transport, an Uber or a taxi, never go by yourself.
No.
And for the fear that something might happen, always travel in groups.
But the concern is, and we have to be a bit careful here, because you can be filling girls and young men with false bravado of, right, you're not going to intimidate me. I am going to walk through this dark park at night because I've been told to reclaim the streets and reclaim the night. Well, that's fine, but that's when a man pulls out a knife or a gun and you're in a dark park by yourself at night, what happens to that bravado? It's gone. And we can't afford to send our kids, our young people out at night thinking that they can be fearless.
101.9 The Fox.
You know, it's interesting, fame. It's a funny thing, celebrity, because you can for a time see somebody, they're in the papers, the magazines, they're on your telly, they're on your radio, and then they just go missing. And occasionally you sit back, you go, whatever happened to hot dogs? Like, he was everywhere.
That's a good question.
Now, I'm not quite honestly, 131060, what did happen to hot dogs?
Or better still, hot dogs, if you're listening,
call us. Now, this is a funny one because I'd say a few years ago, Red Foo was huge.
Yeah, it was everywhere.
When LMFAO were at their hottest, I loved them. Remember, Byron, I loved them so much. You and I were working together on a radio show and I was blindfolded and you were ushering me into a room to meet Red Foo for the first time. I had a big crush on him.
Yeah.
What you didn't know was that Red Foo would take his pants off.
Yeah, look.
And I took the blindfold off and I'm faced with Red Foo's G-string.
We live in a different world these days.
That would not happen.
If we had our time again, we wouldn't have done that.
So that was a nice way to meet Red Foo. But anyway, the other day, Adam Spencer, a comedian, a fellow rock broadcaster, he wrote a tweet just out of nowhere, just said, any word on what Red Foo's been up to lately?
He sort of went missing after he broke up with the tennis player.
Yeah, and then he went up with the X Factor.
Yeah.
He was everywhere. Anyway, so Adam sent that tweet.
Good on you, Adam.
And then out of the blue, Red Foo himself answered Adam and said, I'm currently figuring out how to build a dApp using Web3. He's basically making apps and he's a vegan.
Good on you.
So that's what Red Foo's been up to.
There we go.
He's chilled out away from his music. He's now making apps and digital stuff online.
He's become a vegan. He was over there. I follow him on Instagram and he was just really having a great time. And I'm like, what a good life this bloke has.
He has. Well, there he is. And you know what we were thinking? Because Adam Spencer obviously just sent that tweet thinking, just what happened to this guy?
Sure.
And we thought about that and thought there are lots of people that you wonder where they've got to. And why don't we try to find out for you? So 131060, ask us, hey, what's so-and-so up to?
Right. And then we just, on the job, we get our researchers out there to
absolutely
start
looking. We're going to find out. So 131060, call now if you've just wondered where a random celebrity is because you haven't seen them much lately. And, I mean, Daryl Summers, what's he up to?
That's a very good question.
Quite honestly. There's lots of game shows that need to be hosted.
Yeah. What's that guy off the Bachelor, the one that everyone hated?
Oh, Blake Garvey.
What's Blake Garvey up to? Keep those calls coming through if you're wondering. We'll work on it.
We'll find out, like detective style.
131060 is our number.
101.9 The Fox.
We were talking about Red Foo because somebody sent a tweet going, what's happened to Red Foo? And then Red Foo out of the blue came out and went, yeah, I'm just hanging out doing digital apps and I've become a vegan. But one minute, there's a celebrity, the famous person, they're everywhere and then they're nowhere. And okay, you might be just driving along and go, what happened to
Red Foo?
Red Foo.
You're trying to think of another example.
I keep jumping back to Daryl Summers. Maybe I really should reach out to
the other former Sail the Century host, Glenn Ridge. Where's Glenn Ridge?
Yeah. Anyway, so we've said 131060, allow us to be your detectives. Call, ask where you, I guess, be curious about where someone is, and we'll try to find out for you. Now, Phil in Langwarrin. Hi, Phil.
How are you going?
Yeah, good, Phil. Who have you been wondering about lately? Where they've drifted off to?
Oh, you know that cheesy grin fella off of Better Homes and Gardens, Rob Palmer.
Yes, he won Dancing with the Stars boxing.
Did he win it?
He won it. Yeah, Alex's year. I think. Yeah. Oh, he was.
Do you know he's a lovely bloke.
Rob
I've
Palmer.
Met him at a few races
right.
and always have a great chat
Loves
with him.
Loves a frothy.
He's a great guy. That's a really good point, Phil. I know that he was, we've got our detectives out there. They've done some cracking research in the last 3.5 minutes.
Where's Palmer at?
Well, he got replaced on Better Homes and Gardens in 2014.
Oh, Bachelor.
No, it was a My House Rules
My House
contestant.
Rules.
Oh, a reality same. Star. Yeah. the reality star got rid of the gardener. Then, you're right, he won Dancing in 2010. And he now has a DIY YouTube channel. So there you go. Phil, you can track him down on YouTube with his DIY channel.
Oh, there you go then. That's fantastic.
Well,
there
we go. Good promotion for Rob Palmer there.
One of the great men, Robbie Palmer.
Rob Palmer's YouTube.
No, he's lovely. We all know him personally. He's a lovely guy.
Good stuff.
Brenton in Croydon. Hi, Brenton.
How you going?
Yeah, good. Brenton, who are you interested in? That's drifted off that you haven't seen for a while?
Curious to find out what happened to the Big Kahuna, the radio DJ.
I don't even know who the Big Kahuna is.
Look, the Big Kahuna did a lot of work in the regionals. I think he was based in the Gold Coast. I think pretty big in Tasmania, the Big Kahuna.
Did he do nights, Brenton?
Yeah, he did. I think it was about probably 5 to 7, something like that.
There we go.
Do you know what? Yeah. I think I met the Big Kahuna at a Yum Cha once, and I'm not even joking.
Sure.
I was at Yum Cha with him.
That's not a celebrity, guys, who I haven't heard from for a long time, Honky, our friend. They used to always
text
Honky.
Bring a ding,
Honky's the king.
You can just send him a text.
He just sent a message saying, what happened to Akon?
That's a very good point.
Oh, the singer.
Akon was on every record there for about 2 years and he's just dropped off the face of the planet.
Or has he just made $1 billion and he's in Ibiza? Like a lot of singers just head off to Spain.
Just to quickly go back to Brenton, he also did Big K's Workday and Big Kahuna's Beach Party, apparently.
Yeah, that's it.
Well, no, Byron, more importantly, do we know where he is? Leon, do you have any idea where the Big Kahuna is these days?
I've just got some intel.
Great.
Big K is now at Triple M in Brisbane,
Ooh.
Goes by Craig and works weekends.
Oh, goodness.
Craig!
You're famous for the brand Big Kahuna. What have you been called, Craig? That's a generic
name.
There
you go. So if you tune into Triple M Brisbane, you can listen to Craig on a weekend. Well, I mean, we're great detectives.
Brenton, there you go,
impressed.
Mate.
Thank you.
Alex in Maidstone. Hi, Alex.
Good, thanks. How you going, guys?
Yeah, great, Alex. Who have you wondered about lately and where they've got to?
Well, I was always thinking about whatever happened to Joanne. Remember that girl that sung Jackie?
Oh!
Yeah, that one.
Yeah, Alex, I played that as a banger a couple of weeks ago. I love that
it went off.
Song.
Such a good song.
Now, we've got Leon, our executive producer. He thinks he's got his own intel on this. Leon, where's Jackie?
Leon's become a detective.
I know.
2 years ago, I walked into the Precinct Hotel on a Saturday night. She's playing with the pub band there.
Oh,
there
nice.
Go.
Not sure if it's a regular thing.
So that was 2 years ago. She could still be at the Precinct Hotel.
Check it out this Saturday.
There you go, Alex. We've got something for you. You're welcome.
That was almost one of my favourite segments.
We should do this more often.
100%.
Like detectives. Although, we never found out where Blake Garvey's gotten to.
1019 The Fox. Sick of playing second fiddle to your partner's car? Does your partner love their car more than you?
You scratch my car!
Beefy Bev and Byron, me or the car?
All thanks to Brighton Mazda. End of financial year sale on now. Massive reductions across the Mazda range. We've been speaking to people about how much they love their car and the unfortunate victim's thief that are on the other side of that, the girlfriend who's got the boyfriend that's just obsessed with his car.
That's right. And we have found a girlfriend and a boyfriend who's obsessed with his car and she's convinced that he loves his car more than her. Now, you're not going to believe this, but we are going to make life very difficult for him. We are going to hang his girlfriend 30 metres off the ground.
With a harness on. Yeah, with a harness.
In a harness. And we're going to...
Just watch your wording.
From a crane, hang his car 30 metres off the ground. And he's got to decide which one he's going to drop from the crane. It is the ultimate me or the car. So a boyfriend is going to stand there, stare up at his girlfriend hanging. Now, we obviously, she will do a free fall of 30 metres.
Sure.
I mean, there will be safety requirements and she will not hurt herself. But
it's terrifying.
It's a terrifying ordeal for a girlfriend to go through. Would you do that? Or is he going to drop his beloved car?
How much do you love your car? How much do you love your girlfriend?
This is huge. Me or the car. Now, if there are people listening thinking, well, that's a bit cruel. Why would you make him do that?
What's happened to you, Boxy?
Thank you, Feb. This happened to me a few years ago. Byron and I were working with Jules Lund at the time, and Jules thought I was not a hoarder, but I did have an unhealthy relationship with my purple Ford Festiva at the time, Violet, and she needed an upgrade.
Who?
Violet. She needed an upgrade, and I also had a piano that I had to get rid of because I was moving to a place that it wouldn't have worked in. So he just decided one day to go out to Calder Park and hang them both by cranes, and I had to decide which one I wanted to keep. Drop
it like it's hot. Fifi and Jules, Extreme Spring Clean, the childhood piano, or the unroadworthy car. One will drop.
Right, it's Byron up here in the control room at Calder Park Raceway, looking down at the drop zone. That's where Fifi and Jules are right now. On one crane, it's Fifi's childhood piano. And on the other crane, 10 stories high, suspended, it's her first car, Violet, the 1999 Ford Festiva. A virtual write-off. It would cost more to get Violet roadworthy than it's actually worth.
I had, like, Fev, I'm getting emotional thinking about it. It was a really traumatic day at Calder Park. And I don't even know how this happened. So the idea was I had like a detonator and I had to press for either the piano to drop or the car to drop. Listen to what unfolded, and I still don't understand how this happened.
I've got to stop them. Oh! That was the piano, Fife. Fifi.
Touch my car.
Fifi.
What did you do?
Thank God for that. They just dropped the piano. Fife, I don't know what they did. They just dropped the piano.
Don't drop my car. Don't drop my car. Don't drop my car. Don't.
Oh, no.
What did you do? What did you do that for?
Fife, I didn't
I can't believe you did that. Oh, I actually can't believe you've done that. It's my car and my piano. You've totaled it. You've absolutely flattened my car. My car's flat. It's a pancake. Oh, wow. Wow.
I'm going to walk over there.
No, I'm going over there. I can't believe you did that.
Sorry, shouldn't I?
Wow. Still haven't forgiven him for that.
Wow.
And so I have sympathy for the boyfriend in question who is going to have to choose whether he's going to drop his car 30 metres or his girlfriend.
You'll hear it
Monday.
That
is some of the best audio.
You'll hear it Monday.
101.9 The Fox.
We mentioned Jared Woodgate, our good mate Jared Woodgate, of various programs through the Bachelor franchise that we've come to enjoy is here. And can you explain the tie-in?
I can, because I love Heinz sauce to begin with.
Right.
So, and Heinz have got a brand new pasta sauce range. It's now available at Woolworths and IGA nationally. Mm. And it's not just any sort of pasta sauce. It's very clingy pasta sauce. You know, that thick, chunky, juicy, clingy
and
pasta
rich.
Sauce. And yes, very rich.
Great brief for this guy, isn't it?
Isn't it? So I'm guessing the tie-in is with the five-stage clinger, Jared Woodgate.
Hello, guys. Good morning. Yes, the five-stage clinger is here. And you know what? I'm embracing that now. I mean,
you're so good to do that because that's a thing. When that happens, if you don't run with it, I find it often takes the heat out of it when you accept the joke and all you've done is really like girls and show them how much you like them. Jared, I see no problem with it.
I don't have time to waste. Which is why I'm embracing this moment now before I get too old.
Good on you, mate.
Now,
that's great.
Your girlfriend's overseas. She's in Bali living it up with some friends. And, geez, you've been very lovey-dovey in Insta posts, like messages. Just text her, mate.
Oh, well, I do. I get her on WhatsApp and she has actually told me to stop messaging her on her photos. She's like, just, babe, you've just got to stop it.
I think it's really cute.
Even her followers are saying, man, we get it. You miss it.
Because it comes up, if you go to Kira Maguire on Instagram, you'll see her in various poses in Bali with the Bali Bible, doing a great job. And
that
Jared, just with a public comment underneath expressing how wonderful she looks, or babe, what a pool that is. And it's just a public comment. So it's not even a DM. He's just putting it right out there.
Which you can't DM her anymore.
Clingy.
Yeah.
Actually, why, Jared, why aren't you with her?
Because I've got to... Oh, I want to be here for
you
this.
You want to be? Yes, of course.
The pasta sauce. You know,
the pasta sauce. I mean, it's my new baby.
Now, Jared, we thought we had a bit of fun. I thought you don't...
Come on.
I told you, Jared, when you walked into this studio, I would be your ally. Yeah. I am with you.
Hey, but hang on. I'm very joyful for... What time is it?
Yeah, quarter past in seven.
Well, you are, and I'm not joyful because we have a meeting, and I'm going to say it. We have a meeting, and it was about a couple of days ago. Jared Woodgate's, do we want to get him in for a chat? And I said, yes, because he owns a winery. He's going to bring wine in. The last wine was amazing. You walk in, you got no bloody wine.
Well, I got two bottles.
Yeah, because you didn't get it last time.
Yeah, I know. That's lovely. Thank you.
But
that's
you'll bring your pasta sauce, and this pasta sauce is going to give you time to...
I'm on Jenny Craig.
I'm not kidding, Jared.
This is healthy for you.
He actually said that in the meeting. Good, I'll get some wine.
So you'd rather wine than pasta sauce, and you're on Jenny Craig. What's going on there?
Wine's good. It's good for your heart.
A glass of it,
that's
apparently.
That's like the Heinz sauce. The more you eat, the more you fart.
Oh, wow. No, that's not helpful.
Not their marketing. That's not their tagline.
Jared, while we've got you, we thought this would be a bit of fun. And it's celebrating the clingy Heinz pasta sauce too, and the fact that you were on the Sophie Monk edition of The Bachelor, the stage 5 clinger. We thought, if you're out there, 13 10 60, and you're worried that maybe you're a bit clingy, we'll judge how clingy you are, and we'll get the ultimate judge, Jared, you can analyse clinginess. So are you as clingy as Jared?
You'll get no phone calls.
Get ready, and we've even got a jingle.
I want to be with you forever.
Are you obsessive?
Stage 5 clinger.
Put away the ring. Are you like Jared?
Stage 5 clinger.
How do you cling?
So give us a call right now if you're a bit clingy.
Are you
clingier than Jared Woodgate? 13 10 60 is our number. We'd love to hear from you.
1019 The Fox.
And a man who was once banned from this show, but gee, we've really made good with him. It's such a good relationship these days. Jared Woodgate, of course, now with Kira Maguire after falling in love on Bachelor in Paradise. And Fief, what a magnificent promotional tie-in for this product. This is just a marketing dream.
Yeah, Heinz's new thick and rich pasta sauce is also very clingy.
Yeah, very clingy.
So Jared Woodgate, famous for being the stage 5 clinger in Sophie Monk's edition of The Bachelor, but now happily in a relationship, loving life. See, it all works out. You can be a clinger, but clingy behaviour can get you there in the end.
Maybe before we hit the phones, guys, is there any clingy examples we might have in this room? Maybe Fief, some sort of clingy behaviour that you've maybe experienced from a guy that you've been with, and we could test whether that was somehow...
Okay, do you think this is clingy? Okay, Jared.
Bring it on.
I was in a relationship. The relationship ended. I went on to Hawaii on a holiday, and I was lying in bed one night. It was about 3 a.m. and the phone by the bed rang. And it was my ex-boyfriend. And I went, whoa, how did you know where I was? I didn't even tell you I was coming to Hawaii. He said I rang every hotel to find out which room you were staying in.
I think he just actually wants to get back with you and he loved you.
Oh, oh wow.
A stalker.
To be with you forever.
Are you obsessive?
Stage 5 cling.
Put away the ring. Are you like Jared?
Stage 5 cling.
How do you cling?
There we go.
We didn't get back together, by the way. As romantic as it sounded.
Phone calls here as well. As Fev reaches for some Heinz pasta sauce.
Yeah, I'm getting clingy to this nice tomato and pesto lasagna. I might make one of these tonight.
Now, we do.
We have four cheese lasagna.
What's that?
Nice.
Clingy carbonara sounds fun.
Clingy carbonara. This is definitely my
go-to.
Now, we did open the phones 13, 10, 60, and we said if anybody would like to just run relationship behaviour by Jared to find out if it is or isn't clingy. And we've got Molly from Croydon Hills. Hi, Molly.
Hi, good morning, guys. How are you?
Yeah, good. Molly, did you want to ask Jared about some clingy behaviour?
Yes, I believe I'm a stage 5 clinger.
Okay, bring it
more
on, Molly.
More than Jared, yep. Well, 8 years ago, I went to Pyramid Rock Festival and met this guy. And then as soon as we parted, over the 24-hour period, I messaged him 25 times without a reply. And then when we left Pyramid Rock Festival, I was stalking him like a hawk on social media. And there was actually a photo of him and this other girl, and I got really jealous, ended up being his sister. Yeah, 8 years later, it was a good thing because we're now married with a beautiful little girl.
Yeah! Oh, wow. Ollie! I mean, Jared, is that stage five clinger behaviour?
When she already said the word stalker, I was kind of concerned. But they're together now, and I mean, good on them.
Molly,
they fought for it.
Molly, there are so many girls listening right now who have had their behaviour condoned. Like, that's like, seriously, we get told not to seem too keen. No, go for it.
And look at this. Jared was so clingy, he got an endorsement out of it.
Exactly.
I
know.
He's literally ended up with a Heinz sponsorship.
Clingy is right, guys. It's normal.
Cling away.
Thanks for coming in. That is Jared Woodgate, the Heinz pasta sauce range, now available at Woolworths and IGA.
Yay.
101.9 The Fox.
The lines are open, 13, 10, 60.
Yes, we're looking for your amazing stories, stories that, that you've been hanging on to, that you love to, you know, break out at a dinner party or at a pub. You might have not told it for a while. Maybe you need to work on it a little bit. We can give you feedback. We can also critique it.
Sure.
We can also be honest, Fev. You like to be really honest and say it's not as amazing as you think it is.
And if you do think it's amazing, but just put that little bit of GST, a bit of mayo. Yeah. I like a little bit of mayo on the end of it.
Well, now this is interesting. We've got somebody stepping up to the plate already.
Really?
That's decided. Because 131060 called through.
Yep.
But somebody's stepping up to the plate that should know better because he's he's putting himself front and centre, and that is our executive producer, Leon Shergren.
I've been holding on this one for a week.
Leon, geez.
Well,
it's because you're the producer of the show, it's got to be really good because you control a lot of the content that comes through these airwaves.
Yeah, well, don't be biased. I'm open to any feedback.
Yep, we'll give it to you.
Last Friday night, me and a few mates were at Holy Moly, the mini golf place in the city.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And Niall Horan, your mate, was there, mate.
Yes.
Yeah. Niall Horan of
Just
One Direction.
Just play mini golf?
Just play mini golf with his entourage.
He loves that about Australia. He
just sit tight, Leon. Just sit tight. Let everyone discuss.
There's more to it.
Oh, okay.
So he was playing like two holes away from us, and he was putting at this really hard one. You have to smack it at a wall and get a sort of a rebound. He smacked it. The ball ricocheted and then hit my boyfriend Ian in the chest.
So your boyfriend Ian.
That's what their collective name is.
Ian, I've got history. Ian got hit by a ball that was hit by Niall Horan.
Playing golf.
Mini golf.
Yes, it's amazing. We had to pay it.
Yeah, we'll give it.
We didn't want to.
I mean, the amazing bit is poor Tim James, our senior producer, got stood up by Niall two nights before that. I mean, that's the amazing bit.
131060 is the number. We'll come back to your amazing stories.
101.9 The Fox. Is it amazing? Yes, it's amazing.
It is amazing. When it's the end of the show, Fev, on a Friday. Great weekend ahead of us, everyone. Now we've got Chris from Moorabbin. Hi, Chris.
Hi, Fifi. How are you?
Yeah, really well, Chris. Really pumped and excited to hear your amazing story.
Yeah, well, first of all, I've got a Fifi in my car, which is a little pussycat. I bake for Carlton. And I used to be a swimming coach, so your station is my favourite. So
that's already amazing.
Should be cool.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Yeah, go Blue Baggers.
No, Barracks for Carlton, that's you. Cat's called Fifi.
Yeah,
that's
that's it. And you used to coach swimming, so you used to be a swimmer. So there you go.
Yep. Neither of them were professional swimmers, but push on.
Anyway, let's go ahead. So my sister, listen.
Gotcha.
All right. My sister was at home one day. She got a phone call, and she was married to this guy named Niall. And the guy on the other end said, "Hi, Kofi, it's Niall." And she said, "Who's speaking?" He said, "Bono." And she said, "Who?" "What, Bono from U2? And it was Bono from U2.
No! What? Hang on.
Yeah, and her husband was married. her husband was best friends with Bono, and they went to school together.
Chris, this is the best story ever, because I thought it was going to be a story about Niall Horan, because there was a Niall involved. And it was another Irishman, Bono. That's amazing.
Bono from U2. Was best friends with my sister's husband.
Just call the house.
Together.
Just g'day, it's Bono.
It's funny that he didn't say, "Hi, it's Paul," because that's his actual name.
No, he said, "Who's speaking?" He said, "Bono." And he said, "Who do you think you are?" "Bono from U2. And he said, "Actually, I am."
Oh, Chris, okay, we've got to pay that. That's amazing. Yes,
Yeah.
You're right, though. I mean, does the Edge, that guitarist, just go, I'm the Edge? I mean, do they all use their stage names?
Anyway.
Fev rings me and goes, I'm the Louche.
I do.
Alex in Taylor's Hill. Hi, Alex.
Hello.
How old are you, Alex?
I am 10, turning 11 next week.
Oh, well, Fev, do you know what? You're pretty much 11. You're 11 in my books, okay, Alex?
Yep.
Now, are you on your way to school today?
Yeah.
Oh, what school do you go to?
I go to St. George Becker.
Oh, great.
We're pretty close to the start of school, actually.
You'll be able to say to everyone at school, I was on the radio.
I'm going to be late, though.
Shut
up, Fev.
I won't hold you up anymore. Alex, what's your story?
So I was with my family last week coming back from my caravan at Safety Beach. We were on the Mornington Peninsula and we saw an Elvis number plate.
And it said Elvis?
Yeah, my dad told my mum to take a picture.
Yeah.
But she couldn't. And then the next day, my dad was taking me to soccer training. We saw the same number plate down at our street. And the same car.
The same car. Wow.
And where's your street? Anywhere near the Mornington Peninsula?
No.
Oh, well, that's even more amazing.
2 hours away.
Oh, wow. Alex, that is, that's without doubt. Yes, it's amazing. That, I reckon.
That's amazing.
No, pop it up another level.
Oh, do you want me to try and find the
other one? Yeah, please do. Okay. I know, Alex, it's a cute kid, doesn't happen very often on the show,
seems
Alex.
It's an overcorrection. That's
phenomenal. Same car the next day, two hours away in his street. Yeah, yeah, it's phenomenal.
Good
Alex.
On you, Alex.
Well done.
Well done, Al.
See you, mate. Okay.
Have fun at school.
You think there was mayo on that?
No. Great story, just from you.
No, that was great.
It was great.
I thought it was outstanding.
Phenomenal.
Yeah, it was. And how are you this morning?
Good, guys. How are you?
Oh, great, Anne. We've had a very successful morning so far, so we're looking forward to your amazing story.
Mine was a really bad blunder years ago. I was sitting in a Subway restaurant in Melbourne City and I had this American guy sitting next to me reading a book. He started chatting to us. He asked if there was anything entertaining going on in the city at the time. I said to him that he just missed the last Kiss concert the night before. Mm. It wasn't until about 10, 15 minutes later when he had a couple of fans come up and ask for an autograph that I realised I'd actually just told Paul Stanley from Kiss that he'd missed his own concert.
Oh! That's phenomenal.
That is actually phenomenal.
That's great.
Well done. Thank you, Anne. We'll go out on a high. That's it for us. Have a great weekend.
One simple change can make every day epic. Switch to the new Optus prepaid Epic data plan today. It's a new day for prepaid.